Okay, she's in the other room right now reading her magazine, trying to catch up on her New Yorker magazines that are she's almost a year behind now. Cher, come on in and do a little podcart. No podcart action.
Slow.
What's that, bud?
I'm moving slow.
That's all right. Why are you moving slow? Well, she's playing injured, by the way. She also has a very messed up neck, which we've been applying all kinds of heat pads to and all that kind of crap.
Okay, fascinating news for the
it is fascinating news, isn't it? Go, baby, go. All right. She brings her chair in the studio. There's her headphones down there. And we're going to get going here on another episode number 43 of Gang of Two. It's a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Yes, it is. Good to have you here, Sharon.
It's good to be here.
All right. Man, we've had a very busy week here, haven't we?
Yes.
On today's show, and this might have been a mistake. This might be a huge, huge mistake.
Most likely. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sexual fantasies. We're not
Yes.
necessarily going to get into ours because we've discussed ours, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. But sexual fantasies, I may have made a huge mistake.
I think you did.
I made a mistake by asking our G1s, our gang of two P1s, the G1s is what they are calling themselves now, to share some of their sexual fantasies.
Uh-huh.
And I told them that they could, it'd probably be best if they disguised their voice and gave us a different name.
Oh.
Now, we only got a couple calls.
Yeah.
One's really weird.
Oh.
The other one is just typical. Something that you would think, and it's kind of funny. We'll have fun with that.
Right.
Also, Monday Night Football picks. We also have some more listener calls we have to get to. There was a leftover one that we never got to. I didn't even see it until just the other day, and I apologize. Somebody called for some parental advice from non-parents.
Oh.
And then we also have a comment from one of our Patreon guys.
Oh.
And we'll be talking about him and talking to him here in a little bit, or at least listening to his call. Remember, you can call us anytime you want. We have a hotline. If you got a question about the show, you have a comment, whatever, it is 805-203-0037. And you can see that number right now in the explanation of today's podcast. Plus, Sherry has a brand new name that she informed me she would like to be called just for the holiday season.
Right.
We're going to get into that coming up.
It will end December 26th.
Okay. But it is time now to catch up. You asked for happier music. I'm giving it to you. This is for you, Cher.
Who asked for happy?
You wanted happier music. You said the other catch-up music was slow and depressing.
This is good, Dish.
This... Okay, first of all, catching up wise, there's a lot of ways you can help out the show, and we appreciate all the messages we're getting from people that say, how can we help out? They know that it costs money to do, they know all that kind of stuff, but they're really enjoying the show. We're 43 episodes in, so there's a couple ways you could do that. One is Patreon. I will have more on that coming up within the next couple shows that we have. We only have a couple more shows we're going to do before our holiday break.
Right.
Then we'll get into the 2020 season, which is a make or break season for us.
Mm-hmm.
Total make or break season. But so far, things are going pretty damn good.
Nice.
I'm like threatening people with, hey, you better listen or you better donate
or any
of that. No, or that's it. Or screw you. We're done. But no. There's other ways to help out. Patreon is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I will have more information on that. For those of you that had searched out our Patreon name, I've never posted it anywhere. You guys have just found it on your own. We really appreciate you.
Why aren't you talking about it now, though?
I am talking about it, but there's the thing is that on Patreon, you need to give them incentives,
yeah,
is what it is. And I'm using the holiday break to figure out some good incentives. Another way you can help out is we have got the official Gang of Two hat, which I have not seen it yet. I should be getting it in the mail here in the next week.
Yeah.
And also a Gang of Two beanie. These are hats. They're black and black beanies with the Gang of Two logo sewn in.
So you said hat. What does that mean? If it's not a beanie, what is it?
One is like a hat. One is a beanie. You have an option.
A beanie is a hat.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
it goes on your head.
Here we go.
Is it like a baseball hat, you mean?
Yeah, it's
okay.
A flat brim trucker
okay.
hat.
There you go.
Black with our Gang of Two, the light blue and white logo.
Okay.
And then, of course, the beanie is it's sewn in on there as well. It's just a beanie that you wear.
It hurts no one.
I didn't know a beanie was a hat. God damn, man. The stuff I got to deal with around here. Let's see here. So, and we're also getting very close to the purchase of our Roadcaster. Getting real close. I'm getting so excited about this, especially since our friend, flight attendant Joe, who interviewed us on a previous podcast, he's starting his own podcast next year, and he got this Roadcaster.
And he hasn't tried it yet.
He unwrapped it and did hooked it in, plugged it in, and his microphone wasn't the proper type of microphone to use for it. But I'm so excited because he sent pictures, and this is something that truly will take our show to the next level. We could go on the road with it, which is one of the things I would like to do at least one time in 2020 somewhere, doing that on the road. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see here. Thanksgiving. We're done with Thanksgiving.
Over.
We hope everybody had a real good Thanksgiving. Yeah. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I had a great Thanksgiving.
We enjoyed some time off. We had a very, let's see here. We went to the Autry House.
We did.
For our week off, we went there the weekend before Thanksgiving. Yeah. We were there for a few nights.
Yeah,
we
hung out with some of our very best friends.
Now, if you, you know what? If I remember to do this, I will put a link to the Autry House on the explanation of today's show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You got to check this place out.
You can't go there when we want to go. Because there's only two rooms.
There's only two rooms.
And we want to be able to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you should do is if you want to go, check with us first to see. We have first right of refusal is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, yes. Before you book anything there, you got to go through us first.
Right.
Dennis doesn't know this.
Right.
But Dennis Autry and his lovely wife, Peggy, they have put together a great thing over there.
Yeah.
This is not an advertisement for them, but it sure is an endorsement.
Yeah.
We will tell you right now, these guys, it's a great bed and breakfast. I never wanted to go to a bed and breakfast.
No.
This is a bed and breakfast where you don't stay in their house.
Right. And there's no doilies involved.
There's no doilies. I was afraid that's what it would be. It's a real modern hip place overlooking
that view.
One of the most beautiful beaches in America.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dennis
used to play for the Seattle Supersonics.
So he's got that going for him.
So they got that going in the year that they won the world championship, which is cool. He also played for the Phoenix Suns, which is, I remember more from the Suns than the Sonics.
Really?
But Dennis was a really good player and obviously had many years in the NBA, but the guy could cook his ass off.
Yeah, he can.
So we're telling you, it's called the Autry House. Click on this if you're looking for a romantic way. No kids.
No kids.
No pets.
No pets.
Okay, so you just have to remember that.
All fun.
It is the best. Exactly. So there's that. So we enjoyed our Thanksgiving. We hope you guys enjoyed yours. We had a meal with our friends, Adam and Amanda.
Yes.
And their parents, Mike and Susan.
Amanda's parents, yeah.
Yeah, Amanda's parents, Mike and Susan. Great people.
Oh, my God. And the food. That venison. Who knew venison could...
I didn't even think you liked it because I didn't think you ate yours.
Oh, God. I'd taken a big piece.
Okay.
I took the smallest piece I could find, and it was still pretty big.
Yeah.
I haven't had venison other than those venison burgers we had with them. I haven't had venison since my mom tried to cook it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was like eating an old shoe.
Yeah.
So this was not that.
I have to get over the fact that I was eating a deer.
Oh.
And I don't know why that's such a big thing for me. And I got over it the last time. Adam is our friend, is like a little cat. He goes out and kills stuff. Then he brings it to your front door to eat it.
Uh-huh.
But he always knows how to prepare it.
He does.
So,
holy moly.
And it was really, really good.
Oh, it was tender.
We had a good time, didn't we?
Delicious.
So there's that. So we're also getting ready for, you know, the other things that we have. We have, which we're going to be getting into in the next couple weeks on this show. But we have to go see your mother, which we're not going to really talk about now, but it's down in Northern California.
Yeah.
I wish it was Southern California.
Why? Would that help?
It would help a lot.
Would it?
Because it's a part of the world that I don't necessarily like. And it is an event that on the surface you go, all right, we're going to go see family. But it has the ability to turn south real quick.
Oh, it's very dysfunctional.
It's,
my family's
it's really
so
weird.
Dysfunctional.
You feel like you've dodged a bullet. You almost feel like you had all these symptoms and you think you've got cancer and you go to the doctor and they tell you you don't have cancer. And you have that feeling like, oh my God, that relief sense of feeling when you leave your mom's house when it's been a nice visit. You
yeah.
have that feeling like, yeah. oh, my God.
Nothing went awry.
Nothing went rad. I live to be happy for another day.
Yeah.
And it's sad to say that because, you know, I really want your mom to be happy. When she's really happy and things are going good for her, she's fun to be around.
Is she?
Yeah, she, okay. absolutely. I know that you have your own problems with her, but we're not going to get into all that crap. But anyway, so we're walking around the grocery store yesterday. I don't know what it was that set both of us off. We both got pissed off at this family.
It was a man and a boy, wasn't it?
Well, there was the mother. The mother was doing all the shopping.
Oh, okay.
The mother was shopping.
She was doing the work.
She was doing all the work. The husband, this lazy piece of crap husband, just walked around with his hands in his pockets, just shuffling through. And everywhere I would walk into this guy at the grocery store,
he'd be in the way.
And then he had a piece of shit loudmouth kid.
Yeah.
Who he decided he was going to show... With everybody trying to buy things for...
We just wanted to buy some pasta.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
So he's standing there in front of the pasta section.
Right.
Covering
the whole thing.
Not just us. There were other people that wanted pasta too.
Yeah.
And he's teaching his kid pasta shapes.
Yeah. And he didn't get the hint. Like people were trying to get around him.
And he was just a dick. Yeah, and then the kid went and ran back to his mom. And then this guy was just walking around aimlessly throughout the store. I don't know why I had so much anger towards him. And I was concerned about this after we left the store. I'm going, why did that? I let that guy get to me so rude.
You just want to shake him and go, nobody cares if your kid knows his pasta shapes. Okay. Nobody cares. Yeah.
It's true. It's not the thing that you're going to ace on a test. Listen, I know you're teaching kids, and it's not he wasn't a little teeny kid. He wasn't like, hot, cold.
Yeah.
He wasn't that. This was a kid who could talk.
Yeah. I'd say he was probably between 5 and 50.
Somewhere between 5 and 50. We're very good at guessing.
Yes.
That's a good age range for us.
Yes.
To stay within.
Right.
Definitely between 5 and 50.
Yes.
Turns out he's probably 3.
No, he wasn't 3.
Yeah, no. You're right. He was old enough to carry on a conversation. He was old enough to know that he was in the way.
Yes.
He even got himself out of the way.
And then
the dad was just a dick.
Why did
this guy get to us so much, Sherry?
Because he was
What's
rude.
What's wrong with us?
I hate rude people.
Something's wrong with us.
People are getting ruder.
They are. I understand. Listen, I'm in my own lane. I'm in total control of my destiny, but more and more I am finding, like when you're in your car and someone's crossing the street.
Yeah.
Some of them seem to slow down just to taunt you.
Yeah.
Then there's the people that shuffle along a lot faster because they know you're trying to turn or whatnot.
Right. Yeah.
And those people stick out. The people that are very, I don't know.
Non-caring.
Yeah. No. The people
selfish.
That are, no.
Oh.
The people that are aware.
Oh.
That they're the nicer people, the courteous people, they stick out.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Which means they're the exception to the rule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, we just blew up
some
steam. I'm shaking.
Feel better now. Feel better.
Okay, let's get into the show. All right. Okay. Your Monday Night Football picking is sucking.
All right.
Normally, you're very good at picking sports. You have this intuition thing.
It's just a different methodology this year.
There's the day that we did the football pool for money, by the way.
Was it money?
It was money involved, and you picked every single game of the weekend right.
And you know what? I don't.
Now
for a long time, I didn't
get one game.
Well, isn't that just good though?
No, it's not good.
It's just as hard to pick the losers as it is the winners.
If you're like me, and I like to gamble a little bit, and some of these games I'm pretty iffy on, I like to take your intuition.
Oh.
Because a lot of times your intuition about people, about other things, that you're really good.
Yeah.
You're very intuitive.
Well, that's different than what I'm doing. There's no intuition here. It's just goofing off.
Well, okay. Well, tonight's game.
Okay.
This is another one of these that's going to be on your mind because it is happening in our city where we're broadcasting from Seattle.
Oh.
The Vikings are taking on the Seahawks.
Oh, man.
Vikings, Seahawks.
So Viking is a
We had a Viking
person.
Not too long ago.
Oh, we did. I don't remember who
Viking
I picked.
Is like a Nordic person.
Yeah.
A very tough.
Is it a
Nordic,
man? Is it? I think it's generally a man. You always think of it as a man.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
They're female Vikings?
There could be. I don't know.
I'm going to say it's a man just because it's football.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a...
A Viking.
Overly machismo.
Hair all over. Yeah, dirty.
Has a lot to prove.
Probably the bottom of their feet. Very dirty.
Ew.
Yeah. You know, you'd kick. You'd say, "Get, you can't come into my bed, Viking, until you clean your feet."
But, I don't know. There's no modern day Vikings.
There are in Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings.
No.
Oh.
Terry. A real person doesn't walk up and go, "I'm a Viking." They don't exist anymore.
I think that some people with that Nordic blood consider themselves Vikings.
But I don't think they live the Viking lifestyle.
What is that? I don't even know what a Viking is.
Well, those helmets with the deep on them.
The deep?
Beep, 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 beep.
I need to point out to the world that she is making her hands look like horns.
Yes, horns. Ouch. That's it, horns.
Okay, so Vikings, so, Seahawks.
Okay, so it's a bunch of dead guys. Mm-hmm. They're dead,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Against a very
something
fierce...
that's extinct.
Right.
Okay.
Against something that's not. I see where
you're headed with this. You're trying to
I'm trying to find out.
You're trying to justify a pick for the Seahawks. Just take them.
All right, Seahawks.
Okay, there you go.
I can't, yeah.
So Sherry informed me that she wants to go by a different name for the holiday season.
Yes, yes. And I'm not going to answer to anything but.
Okay. And why is that?
I don't know. I just thought it would be, I like getting in
the holiday
Christmas spirit.
And getting in the Christmas spirit. In fact, this, I'm trying to see if I can play this call.
Oh.
Let's see here. This call, the thing. No. There's a call on here from a woman who, we'll just get into it. We'll get into that later. Anyway, I thought it was going to tie into what we were talking about here. I was trying to get all fancy and radio-ish.
Oh.
But nobody cares. It's a podcast.
Yeah, nobody
Let's
cares.
Just stick with what we're talking about. All right. Sorry, world,
Off
for
track.
Trying to be a little too perfect, to try to be a little too slick here.
Mm-hmm.
But what were we talking about?
My nickname for the holidays.
You informed me because one of the things you really like to do over the holidays, and there's not a lot of traditions.
Yeah.
One of them is you have to watch
The Grinch, the original Grinch,
not this Grinch.
Bullshit. I don't know, whatever it is, remake, but the original 19, what was that?
I don't know.
50s, 60s?
Sounds good to me. God, your shoulders hurt you, isn't it?
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, so that's my favorite holiday movie to watch.
And then, but where does I'm trying to think of where you got this name then that you want to call yourself, because he has nothing to do with
Oh, yeah,
Grinch.
He does. He's the voice of the Grinch.
Is he the voice of the
oh,
Grinch?
Oh, no, it's not. It's
It's Rudolph.
What's his name? I'm trying to remember the name.
Burl Ives.
No. The name, who's the guy that plays, does the voice over for the Grinch is Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff, yes. I think
is that right?
I think you're right. Boris Karloff, yes.
I think so.
Okay.
So anyway, but no, so Burl Ives does, he does, he's Red Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He's the.
Oh, that's right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He's the.
Narrator.
He's the narrator. And does he also.
He's the snowman.
He's the snowman.
He tells the story. He's
right.
The narrator.
He's a narrator.
Yes.
Snowman, though, is the word I was looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you informed me that you, for just for the holidays.
Just
season,
for the holidays.
You would like to be called?
Girl Ives.
Okay. Okay. So Girl Ives is
do
here.
Do you have a...
No, I'm not as festive as you.
Okay.
It's going to be hard enough to call you Girl Ives for the next few weeks.
I'm not going to,
respond to anything else.
Yeah.
Girl Ives. So for now... If you're messaging us, please call her Girl Ives until Christmas is over.
Right.
Okay. That's your way to feel like you're in the holiday spirit.
Yes.
And I like what you're doing, because we're going to tell you why we're doing this, or she's doing it, because we don't have a lot of holiday feeling around us.
Yeah, we don't.
Because we're traveling.
Yeah.
And we don't set up our house with lights and trees.
Right.
We don't have a tree. It's not a real festive thing. Your mom probably doesn't have a tree.
No, she doesn't.
It's just bleh.
Yeah, she doesn't have a tree. I'll tell you why she doesn't have a tree, because where would she put it? She's a hoarder.
Okay.
There's no place for it.
Let's not get into
this.
Okay. Let's not get into this at all, okay? So Girl Lives it is.
All right.
I love you, Girl Lives. I'm very excited about your new name. From now on, everybody, please call her Girl Ives.
I'm going to call you Rudy.
Why?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Why is that?
Because I just decided.
I'm cute. That's the only impersonation I do. I'm cute. She says I'm cute.
That's Rudolph. That was Rudolph.
All right, here we go. We got some calls that were left over before we get into our sexual fantasy calls that we're going to be talking about today. Here we go.
Hello, Terry and Big Slit.
Another name.
Oh, yeah.
Tyrone here.
Tyrone.
Got three things real quick. First, best show ever was when you had Flight Attendant Joe bust your balls and y'all busted mine for becoming a Patreon member.
Yes.
Oh.
Member, excuse me. Moving on. Number two, I wear my Have a Nice Day shirt every Friday.
Nice.
Just to prove a point. Where are my stories? Come on, Big Slit. You're getting lazy.
You are.
And three,
okay,
your off-the-wall question for the day. We all three are of the same age. What are your thoughts of the new Tom Hanks movie and Mr. Rogers? And what are your flashbacks of seeing Mr. Rogers? That's all. Take care. Hope you enjoy your vacation. Feel free to share.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Tyrone. And Tyrone, thank you for being one of our sponsors on Patreon.
Yes, thank you.
That's very kind of you. And to answer your question, we will do a Have a Nice Day next day, next show. Not
okay.
This show, but next show. And we will dedicate it to you, Tyrone.
Yes.
A lot of people are missing Have a Nice Day.
And by the way, it's Girl Ives.
Girl Ives. He doesn't know that.
I know.
Now.
But he does now.
He now knows to call you Girl Eyes. And if he's calling you Big Slit, I'm pretty sure he'll call you Girl
You're
Eyes
right.
now.
You're right.
So, Tyrone, we haven't seen that movie yet. We want to.
I do want to see it because, you know, it's Tom Hanks. He's great.
And it's out in theaters, right? It's not
but
on TV.
I have, you know, looking at trailers, it's hard for me to think that I don't know if it is for you, that he's Mr. Rogers. He's
really?
Not. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He.
I bet when you see it, you'll probably be really into it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to see it enough to pick up on his mannerisms. But for me, it's just he's still Tom Hanks. It's like, oh, I look at him and go, that's Tom Hanks dressed as a dork.
Now, I know who Mr. Rogers is.
Did you ever watch a show? You must have watched a show.
I knew who he is, but it wasn't a regular
learning
experience in my house.
Really? You don't remember the little... He had a little train set.
No.
Do you remember the train set? And there was a little caboose.
No.
I think it was a little caboose on it, and he would always... What was it? What did he name the caboose? It had a name.
I don't know. I just know who he is. I think maybe as a child, he may have creeped me out a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
It turns out, I think the movie is like, there's no reason, because that's the real him.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what it's all about?
I guess.
It's not a salacious movie by
no,
any means.
No, I think he was the real deal, I guess. He was that dorky.
Yeah. So I do want to see it, but now
I do too.
You do want to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I'd still watch it. Yeah, sure. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah, okay. All right.
But I get the impression the last thing we saw on it was more of a story about the reporter that interviewed him, you know, than it was about Mr. Rogers' life.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. It's something I want to see. There are a few movies this holiday season that I would like to see.
We were going to see one this weekend, and we didn't.
I know. And these are movies that I want to see in the theater, and I normally don't like going to theater anymore.
Yeah. I'll tell you why, because people are rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, people ruin anything
right.
that you have going on. People ruin stuff.
People ruin everything.
Yes. Yes.
I can think of the last two movies we went to, at least I think they were the last two, where we sat next to people. One of them brought a crying baby. And it wasn't like it was a full theater. Like there were hardly any. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Hardly anybody there. The movie had been out for weeks, so it wasn't like a bunch of crowds going to see it. And that's why we went to see it.
Yeah.
When we did. And these people decide they're going to sit right next to us in an almost empty theater, and they have twin babies.
Oh, God.
They must have been, the babies, they weren't over a year old.
No.
They were babies.
I know as a parent you want to get out and do things, but
well, here's
at other people's expense.
And when they started crying, at that point you should have gotten up. Like you do at church. You're supposed to do that at church. The child starts, you know, throwing a fit. Take them out to the room, smother them or something. I don't know what happens back there. But
smother them or something. I don't know what happens at that point. But Eddie, do something.
Yes, just get them out.
Do something with them. Right now, if you listen real close, you can hear my brother yelling, talk about my website, because it's, you know, we're going to get into that Jack and Barb. They've got the Wee Binge TV thing going on, but we're just talking about going to movie theaters right now. And that's one of the things that people like to do over the holidays. I like to do it, but like you said, now I don't think I want to because of that. Yeah. All right. We got another leftover call. Here we go, guys.
Hello. I'm leaving a message regarding your podcast. My name is Ryan. I'm from Panama City, Florida. And I had a question regarding, do you guys have any sort of things you must do for the holidays, such as like traditions that you have to do every year, regardless of when and wherever you are? Just wanted to know if you guys had anything special like that you guys do.
This is the call that I was trying to work in.
It would have worked. It would have been good.
Do you see how good that would have been? That would have been really nice. Nicer, cooler things ever.
Nice little segue. Yeah.
It sounded like we planned it, though.
It would have.
Yeah.
But we don't plan around here. Anyway. Well, so we already talked about one of them. Yeah. Watching The Grinch.
Watching The Grinch. There, we don't have a lot.
Well, we have one more that I can think of if you're not going to. We travel somewhere, we're never home, so we don't decorate, but we have a banner that we take with us wherever we are for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Christmas banner. It's in green and red.
Yes, it is.
And we hang it up in a prominent place. Usually it's in an Airbnb that we have rented.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Merry Christmas, bitches. And that is our tradition.
And it's big.
Tradition.
It's giant.
It is.
And we hang it everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Even if it's just you and I, and then we take a picture, we post it online, we'll put it on our Facebook page, we'll put it on our Instagram page, the Gang of Two Instagram page, it'll be there. It's funny because when I first did this, and we did it many, many years ago, this thing has gone everywhere.
It has. I would say 6 or 7 years now. Something in that range.
I remember there was a Lexateri chat room at one point. This is how long it's been. When chat worms were there, where people would just go and go by a different name and trash you and all that. And on the Lexateri chat room, they're like, they didn't really do that. That's not really theirs. They're so full of shit.
I don't understand that.
I don't know exactly. That's my point.
Why was somebody making
For some reason, it stuck out of my mind that somebody thought that was a fake thing. Like, why is that controversial? Look at us. Yes, we got over on you and put our Merry Christmas Bitches banner up. Shut the fuck up. Listen to me, still angry after 10 years of that. Anyway, I also said that we didn't get to one of the calls from somebody who wanted some parental advice from non-parents, which we did on
our
very last show.
Yes.
And I apologize for not getting this call on there. But I think we could handle this right now. I don't want them to miss it.
Hi, Gang of Two.
Hi.
Sherry and Terry.
Hello.
My name is Dee, and I'm calling about the non-parental advice. My question is, when is the right time to introduce a new fellow to your kids? Like, how far into the relationship, how serious, and how to go about it? What are your thoughts? Thank you.
And I like this. Thank you. Nice. Thank you, Dee. Appreciate it. This is good.
This is a good question.
It's a great question, actually.
You know, my parents divorced when I was about 10, so I have a little bit of experience
with this
as a kid.
I didn't even want to know my parents.
You don't know who your parents are.
Anyway, go ahead.
But I remember my mom bringing home, she didn't bring them home really unless they moved in with us.
So really, you're never by for a visit. It was like, if you come over to the house, you're staying.
The guy she married right after she divorced my dad, loser. Oh, he was a loser.
Okay.
He was kind of already a member of the family friend of the family, because I was friends with his niece.
Okay.
So we kind of, and it was a small town, like everybody knew everybody.
Yeah.
And then a week later, my mom married him. She married him on the rebound. Didn't last long.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, this guy named Mike moved in with us.
I never heard of the Mike story.
Yeah, I know. No. You didn't.
This is all new to me.
Yeah. Who moved in with us for a while. He was fine.
Mike is just a name that sounds like a guy who's banging your mom. I think it just fits with everybody.
Yeah.
Who's banging your mom? Mike is.
Mike.
Mike is fucking
Oh,
mom.
God. Fucking Mike. So, you know, and I don't remember. It seems like I met him when he moved in.
Okay.
I don't remember him. So, and then that didn't last but a while, you know, maybe a year or so. And then he moved out. And then she started dating this neighbor next door. So, and then again, I already kind of knew him even
he was
before
next door.
Yeah, he was next door.
And he moved in?
No, nothing.
Okay, anyway.
So, I don't think I've ever actually.
How old were you?
Which time?
The earliest when you a new man
ten,
was introduced into your life.
I was 10.
Okay.
It was.
And I still think that's really, I think there's an age that, and I don't know, but if she's asking for advice, I think there's an age, like if your kid's like 2 or something, where they go, whatever.
Cool.
But when they're 10 and they know that's not dad.
Right.
That's not that. I think it's worse in those age ranges.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's. There's so much guilt that goes on when you're a kid in a divorce anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I have four brothers.
I wonder why that is, because it's not your fault. It's never really the kid's fault.
No.
But kids always end up thinking that it is.
I don't think I felt that the divorce was my fault, but I felt bad anytime I spent time with my mom and not my dad. And then I would feel guilty when I spent time with my dad and not my mom, you know, because they were sharing custody. So there was always bad feelings, you know, just horrible guilt trips all the time.
And did your mother say, have to introduce everybody, like, this is Matt, this is Trace, this is Girl Lives, this is...
Well, if she wanted me to talk to her, she would have used Girl Lives, yeah.
All right, so to answer your question...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go.
Maybe you had something else to add to
nope.
this. Okay. I think, personally,
that
I love the fact that she's thinking about it.
I know.
We get so many calls on the Lex and Terry show from parents that are just so scared. And I can understand why women, a single woman with children.
Yeah.
It's got to be tough. It's got to be really scary to feel alone. And this is why I always tell you to be a little kinder to your mom. Because back then, it was different than now. I mean, the women got paid much less or less opportunities.
They still do.
They do, but it was even more so.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of probably fear for her, and she was probably just looking for any warm body to help out, to maybe be that next guy, to maybe be a role model, to pay some of the bills. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think you give her enough credit, or at least not credit. I don't think you give her enough leeway when it comes to how scared she might have been.
I don't know. I mean, she wasn't really around, so.
Okay. All right. Anyway, this isn't about you. This is about her.
Right. So I would say, I mean, we have friends that, you know, Amanda.
Oh, yeah. A lot of friends. We have a lot of friends.
Who she won't bring anybody home until she knows that, you know, it's not just, you know, this isn't like a one night stand. Because you don't want people coming and going.
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't
bad for the kid.
Yeah,
probably.
You really have to know that man.
Yeah,
you have to know what he's like. I would do a background search on him.
Yeah,
I really.
Yeah,
would.
Yeah, I would too if I had kids. Yeah, you don't want some.
In today's day and age, it's easy enough to do.
Yeah.
Just go bloop online and
if he's giving you his real name,
pay $9.99 and see what this son of a bitch is all about.
Yeah.
You know. Even though in your guts, hey, he seems like a nice guy. I know this. A lot of times, our mind lets people off the hook.
Yeah.
Says, oh, that must have been, you know, you'll believe when the guy says, oh, my wife was just a bitch and she just left. I never saw her again. She just left. And, you know, I still haven't spoken to her, but he knows where she is because I murdered her and she's in a, you don't know these things anymore.
Right.
So, you know, this is your Dateline shit we're rubbing
off
on me.
I know, it's true. But I would like to also, on the flip side of that coin, I mean, kids are pretty resilient. Mm-hmm. That when that Mike guy lived with us, I didn't really care one way or about the other.
I've never heard of Mike.
I know.
I obviously didn't care because this is the first I've ever heard of Mike.
So, you know, I must have talked to him. I don't remember ever really talking to him, but when he moved out, I'm like, you know, I didn't care one way or the other. It was like, oh, he was there. Now he's gone. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
So you didn't have time to really connect with him. And that's another problem because And I see where women really want to know if this guy's going to be in my life because you don't want another guy leaving.
Yeah.
You don't want that. It's
but like I
tough.
Said, too, the kids are, unless they got really, really close, that would be heartbreaking to the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I start thinking about it. I have a certain amount of respect now for people that stay married until a kid reaches a certain age.
Yeah.
Even though you hate each other.
Yeah.
You really are being selfless at that point.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it because that kid is not ready yet. The kid's not equipped yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, to answer your question, I would do a background check. I truly would.
Yeah.
I definitely would. I would just make sure you have done everything within your power to know that this guy is there, including believing that he's going to be there for the long haul.
Yeah.
You know, it also takes a special guy to want to be with somebody who already has children too, unless your name's Mike and you're fucking the one, you're just fucking her. That's what we've already established.
Right.
Okay. So early on today, we talked about sexual fantasies. We were going to get into some of that. I may have made a mistake, like I said, by asking some of our G1s to share some of theirs.
Yeah.
Their sexual fantasies.
Not excited about this.
You and I, as a married couple, early on, we've been going on 27 years now.
Yes.
We
26. Going on, oh wait, 27. You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. 26. Anyway.
Well, in May, it'll be 27.
Okay. We are going on 27.
Yes.
And you and I, you know, we've talked about sexual fantasies and all that. And, you know, there's some that I have had in my mind, like threesomes and all that other kind of crap, just the basic stuff.
Yeah.
That I have decided years ago that even though I ran it by you, hey, how about a threesome? I don't want to be in a threesome with you. I don't. I would rather be with two girls I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You just get it. Oh, that was interesting. But I also know.
Don't ever see either one of them again.
Yeah, and I also know it would suck because it would never be, in my mind, I know it would never be what I imagined
it's
it was
never
going
as good.
To be.
Yeah.
So I have come to the realization that fantasies are good left at fantasies.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let it be a thing you jerk off to or something. It, whatever.
Yeah.
I just, they're not that important to me anymore.
Yeah.
As a married couple.
Yeah.
There's certain things. Hey, would you dress up like a schoolgirl or stuff that, you know, you and I could do, you know, they're, you know, things that you might want me to do or a different position or so, who knows?
Yeah.
But we don't like talking too much about our sex life on this show. People wanted to share some sexual fantasies. So let's get into one of these. Like I said, this is where I think I might have made a mistake by asking you guys to, you know, give us your sexual fantasy. And I said, please, I tried to make it easier on them. Please disguise your voice. Give us a different name and let us know what your real sexual fantasy is.
My name is Craven Moorhead. And I would love to be drilling my wife, doggy style, handful of hair from the back, and shoving her head, her face, her mouth, her tongue, straight in between the legs of her best friend. Good day.
Sounds like a good day.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was my fault. I turned on the wrong thing.
Whoopsie.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. Sounds like a good day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Right in the legs of her best friend.
Nice. So he wants a threesome.
See? Exactly.
He wants a three-way.
But he wants it to go his way.
Yeah.
He wants a three-way my way.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a three-way and a three-way my way. So, gosh, I don't think that's outrageous of a fantasy. That's a normal one.
Yeah.
But I wonder what it is about her best friend.
Yeah.
Because if I said, hey, I have this fantasy about you being with your best friend, I think there'd be some questions you would have.
Yeah.
First of all, which best friend? Which friend of mine? And why that person?
Yeah.
And then...
And then, do you know you're not going to be able to ever talk to them again now, right?
Well, maybe that's a good face trade-off after what this guy's talking about. I don't know. All right. And then we only got one more call. And this one might put an end to any of these types of calls in the future.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is this the Terry Jam hotline? I don't know, but my biggest sexual fantasy...
He says, I'm fucked. I'm drunk.
Is?
I'm a drunk.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, that's not my sexual fantasy.
My fantasy is not that.
We'll leave it from there. I was supposed to do this in a different accent.
Oh, my
don't
God.
You know?
I
don't
it.
You know? All right.
Did you hear?
Was that it? That was it?
That was it. They were so shit-faced.
They were so drunk.
They were so out of it.
Oh, God.
I love her going, oh, my God. And did you hear the other, I snorted.
Is that what she said? Yeah.
I want you to hear this back. I want you to hear her
oh
say that she snorted.
Oh,
I snorted.
Don't you know?
I heard it right there. I heard it.
Watch. Let's do this in a different accent.
Oh, my
don't
God.
You know?
I
don't you know? All right.
Then he went to a Fargo. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Yeah, there you go. So I kind of know where you're calling from, possibly.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, there's that, too.
Okay.
Somebody was having a real good time.
Mm-hmm. So we never got to even hear anything of any consequence there.
I think that he realized when he was saying, I want to talk about my sexual fantasy, and then she was shit-faced, and he said, well, so is he.
Yeah.
She was shit-faced, and he says, well, this isn't one of them. I don't want to be with the drunk chick right now. That's what I got.
Oh.
I snorted. Anyway, thank
and
you.
And farted at the same time. Hot.
I sharted. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for the phone calls. We appreciate it. Anytime you want to give us a call, no matter what, a question, no matter what, we will do our best to play them on the podcast here. You can hear yourself there. The phone number is 805-203-0037. It's listed right here on the explanation of today's show. And I'll also have a couple links on there. There's a link I was going to leave to
Audrey House.
To Audrey House and also to my brother's website.
Mm-hmm.
So there's links on there as well. Get that done. And thank you, Sherry, for taking time out of your New Yorker. And you're playing injured. I have to say, she's injured. She can barely move.
Yeah.
She, you know when you have a stiff neck and you have to turn your entire body to do things? She's doing that, but she also has, there's a pain in your eyes.
Yeah.
And I could see you're not doing well. So thank you so much.
Sure, Terry.
We'll take care of you. I love you.
I love
and
you
we'll
too.
Talk to you guys later. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll be back next Monday with another Gang of Two. Nice, Sherry.